two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude.
You two are disgusting.
You two or something.
We're bad friends.
Deep in the heart of Texas. Do you know the whole song?
Please don't shoot me.
The stars shine bright. Big at night. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Bro, I'm telling you right now, that 50th anniversary comedy store, it was good to see you last night, by the way. It was really fun.
Well, he couldn't have been there. We were partying in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Well, he was there because I took a photo with him, so, you know.
Did you go?
No.
Yeah, you were. Dude, I took a photo with you last night, man.
You did? Let me see this photo, Bobby.
Let's see. Right there, man.
I sure was. Oh!
You're with Billy Tyler, dog.
Look at that. Doc is there. Doc went to the comedy store.
At the store, and I go, what's up, Willie Tyler? Hello, Doc. You didn't say anything.
That's
you just had that look. You know that look, like that magical black look that you have.
Why didn't you say anything to Bobby? You know Bobby so well.
Yeah. Yeah. Why were you sitting on his lap? That was the weird part.
I tell you something, Doc?
Yeah.
You came in here, Doc. The first thing he said when you guys weren't here, he goes, man, I gotta lose some weight. You know, I'm fat. This picture, you look so thin.
Yeah, overnight. What'd you have fucking in and out? What happened last night?
Okay. I'm glad
man, it was good to see you last night, man. It was really a pleasure.
Hey,
well, the reason I'm wearing my cowboy
hat, man?
Is because we're going to Texas this week, and I'm excited. We're going to be in Austin,
and I'm going to
be in Dallas. And I've got Black Bart has a hat for, that's a hat for Black Bart.
I love
little hat for Black Bart over
hats,
there.
Man. God damn, I love hats.
And I got one for Doc Willis. There you go, Doc.
I sure appreciate you.
And I got a gun here.
No, man. And Rudy Jules, look at that. You got a little jewel.
What you doing around here, Red?
You got a little jewel.
Yo, Red, what you doing around here? Does this shoot?
I
don't think it's loaded.
Keep doing it. Don't try.
Yeah.
And then look, Andre has. Hey, he's got, two black
belts. Mow.
You're not going to be able to wear the headphones on the top of that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm keeping my hat on. I like it.
Not me, man.
Why? You don't want to be Black Bart?
I like headphones, man.
All right, put on the headphones then.
Yeah.
I think we look good in our cowboy hats.
Yeah.
Hi, Rude.
Hi, Sir Andrew.
How's it going?
I'm good.
You feel good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Rude's never been to Texas.
You really?
Wait, what states have you been in the United States?
Just here.
You've been only to California. Wait,
really?
You've never been.
You know Hawaii is a part of the.
Oh,
US.
Yeah, Hawaii!
Oh, yeah! So you went to Hawaii, here, New York, never?
Never. I want to go to New York.
Well, you went
to
Seattle.
Let's take her to New York.
You went to Washington.
Oh, yeah. Wait,
so
that's
you forget about our memories.
Wait a minute. Didn't you go to another place together? Did you go to Arizona with him?
No.
He's never been to
that
Arizona.
That was just you and
just
your brother?
Me. Yeah, yeah.
So you've only been to Hawaii, Washington, California. Let's name off the places that you want to go to because we can make it happen. Let's go.
We can make it happen. Yeah.
You're going to go to Texas this week.
What's something to do in Texas?
Oh, got a lot. There's a lot to do.
There's a lot. You can wrangle.
Can we
trees.
Go to strip club?
You want to go to a strip club?
Yeah.
Do you want to go? Should we go to a titty bar in Austin? Wait, why couldn't we go? We could take her to a booby bar.
No, but it's a
look at that. We can go to Palazzo Gentleman's Club or the Bear Cabaret in Austin. I heard that's a good one.
Yeah.
Look at the review for the Bear. Look at what it says. Go up. Felt like a nightclub with a cool vibe rather than a strip club. That's perfect.
I like cool vibes. I love nightclubs, so that's cool.
And then Ecstasy Cabaret Austin says, sucks to say it, but Ecstasy is a slum bag strip joint now.
That's the one I want to go.
That's where we get you to go.
Yeah.
That's where we want to go.
Well, you know, Texas was a place where I would purposely, back in the day when I was single, would want to go to at least Dallas and Houston because I used to go to a place called Treasures.
That's in Dallas, right?
In Houston.
Oh.
And there was a place in Dallas called Baby Dolls.
Oh, Baby Dolls.
Oh, la la la. I love it. But because...
Now, are there little tiny dolls in the room, all over the room?
Yeah, it's an American Girl store. You know, I love American Girl.
There's Baby Dolls. Grab a drink with the sexy saloon ladies. Check out our new kitchen daily buffet Friday. Yeah. Hey, dude, that's the best part about strip clubs. People go just for the food.
Yeah, they're known to have the best
buffets.
Food.
Best
roast
buffet.
Beef? The roast beef roast during
food.
The day at a strip club
and
is
ham.
So
two,
good.
They'll have big hams.
Big
two
ham.
Big hams.
Yeah, yeah.
But why do you want to eat when there's like women?
What do you mean? Why do you want to eat when there's women? You're a woman. We eat in front of you.
Yeah, yeah, all the time.
That's weird.
Why is it weird?
We've been to Jersey Mike's together. We've eaten. Right?
Yeah. Why would it be weird to eat at a strip club? Why do you think that's strange?
Like being full and like.
No, but what you.
No, the girls can't eat. No, you don't feed them.
You don't feed the. It's not a zoo.
No, you don't.
It's not a petting zoo. Like throwing fucking meat at them.
She thinks you like turn a. You like turn a dial. A piece of chicken falls out. You just throw it at them.
Yeah, yeah. The reason why you eat at strip club because you know that a woman's vagina is like wine.
It's like wine,
right? So if you're having like a fish, right? It depends on what kind of vagina it is. Sometimes it's two fishes don't make a good meal.
That's exactly right.
Right? So sometimes like you'll have a fish and you look at the vagina and it's like it's got like a nutty, you know what I mean? A nutty, you know, deep nutty, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah. What do you mean? I don't explain more.
Explain more?
Yeah,
what? Right.
Explain.
No, it's got an oaky.
Oak?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oaky, nutty.
Okay, nutty, both, oaky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How are the tannins?
The tannins are beautiful.
They're not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's like sometimes you use cheese. Sometimes they have the cheese.
A lot of cheese.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lot of cheese. Well, we're going to take you to strip club.
Not drinking today, huh, Doc?
Well, you know, I'll tell you.
Yeah, tell me.
You know, you just got out of rehab, right? So I was saying to myself.
Well, he's being mindful.
Well, I just felt like fucking, like I was putting pressure on you coming in and drinking. That's why you was getting on me.
Drink wasn't his big problem. It was dick.
It was, yeah,
he would get drunk on dick.
Your dick, I had a problem with.
So it didn't bother you at all when I was drinking?
No, do you have something in your bag?
You're goddamn right.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
I really care about you though. That's why I just wanted to make sure.
It doesn't bother me. If you were smoking weed in here, it'd be a little weird.
That'd be weird.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, but drink up.
Pour up, dog.
I just wanted to get some validation. Yeah.
All right, so I need to tell Bobby this while you get your flask on. I get a text message this morning.
Yeah.
And I want to read it to you. Tell me this doesn't sound a little distressed, okay?
From who?
From Black Magic.
Okay.
You taped that shit?
No, dog. Oh. Dog, the text message you sent me. Okay. Here, listen to this. He goes, hey, Tino, are you available to talk anytime soon? Because I need to tell you something very, very, two varies.
Yeah, yeah.
Important.
Yeah.
I'm at work lunch break right now till 11:30. Then I'm back at work at 3:30. When you hear, I need to talk to you something very, very important.
Was that yesterday or today?
This morning.
Okay.
So immediately my brain goes to, is Doc okay? Did something happen?
Uh-huh.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell him what you told me. I call him immediately. I go, Doc, are you all right? First thing's out of my mouth. Doc, are you okay? What'd you say?
I told him, well, look, man. I was telling him that I read some UFO shit. So, you know.
He's on some UFO shit.
He just sent me this?
Yes, that's it.
He sent me this
yesterday. What did I say? What does it say?
It says, you might be an alien, baby Bobby.
Oh, that's it?
Number one. No, and then you go, which is fucking rude. Don't ever call me baby Bobby again. Fool. All right?
Hey.
Yeah, yeah.
Baby Bobby, new nickname.
Baby Bobby.
Baby Bobby.
All right.
Baby Bobby Boo.
UFOs left radiation burns and unaccounted for pregnancies, new Pentagon report claims.
Yeah.
The Pentagon report. We'll show the article.
You and my brother should get together.
yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
He called. He's at work on his fucking lunch break.
I was
telling
panicked.
Me about these articles.
You're panicked?
Panicked.
Yeah, because I was going on and I was trying to see what the news, different news sightings were talking about, right?
Yeah.
So I went on YouTube. And then so.
You know there's a war in Ukraine. I mean, there are other things you can. Anyway, okay.
No, but here on Earth, Bobby.
Yeah, it's fucking about to go down.
Yeah.
Like, fucking like, hey, man, hold up. Something is popping off. So. When I watched the news clippings, they didn't mention the pregnancies. And I go, what? But they mentioned the
radiation burns.
And all
it is
that.
True. So one of the two was mentioned.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I said, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So I go in and under the comments, somebody asked, where can you get the paperwork? So I was like, oh, fuck. Let me show them where they can get the paperwork. So the website to the Defense Intelligence.
So
that
goes
I sent
on
to him,
DIA. He goes on the Defense Intelligence Agency website.
I did it, to the website. And I copy-paste it and I put it under the comments. So I say, okay, I'm waiting for somebody to respond.
And, this
and
is
then
not,
they
wait,
deletes it.
This is on a what? You posted this on Facebook?
On YouTube.
On YouTube.
This is on YouTube.
On YouTube.
Yep. Under the Fox San Francisco station. That's where they showed it. Right? So
which
they deleted
where I get,
it.
Honestly,
that's where I get all my news.
For real?
All my news.
No! I'm about to say, man.
This is the article.
I thought I was connected with you.
So,
okay.
So this guy sees the article about the pregnancies, the unaccounted for pregnancies.
Yeah.
They disappear from the Defense Intelligence Agency's website. It's gone.
Okay.
We have this link. Look, this was the link for the DIA.
Yeah.
If you scroll down, it used to say it right at the bottom.
Okay.
Right there.
I have a theory.
And wait, time out though.
Okay, go ahead.
And I said, well, to him, I go, that's crazy, Doc. Are you okay? Honestly, I was like, are you okay? Because he called, he's at work. I'm thinking he's on spice. Like, he's freaking out at work about aliens.
Right.
I'm like, he's smoking something.
Oh, so the initial text was, I have something very,
very, very important.
Very, very.
Two varies.
Well, because they wanted to talk about it on a thing, so I didn't want to get in trouble.
But that text reads like, hey, man, something happened.
Doesn't personally,
if I said, right. Rudy, something's very, very important. I see what you're saying. What's going on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Very, very important is this, okay? I have cancer.
That's very, very important.
Very, very, right? Yeah. Very important is I got in a car accident.
Or you killed someone.
Or you killed,
very,
you.
Very, very, is that three varies.
Is that three varies or two?
That's two varies.
Yeah. That's two varies.
What's three varies? I have very, very, very.
Andres. He texted me, something's very, very, very important. I know he's dismembered someone. He needs me to hide the bodies.
Right.
Yeah, killing someone is fine, but dismembering, that's very, very, very important.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the very, very important. So that's number one. That's, you know, so don't do that again.
Don't do that again. Hey, right. Dog. I didn't know I worried you. My bad. But I was scared in the moment.
You worried me because fucking... and you were also in a panic on the phone call. Dude, I wish I recorded the phone call.
Yeah.
He was like, not, you know, and they hiding it from us. And I don't know what they be hiding, but man, it came down on the website. And I was like, Doc, who's hiding what from you? He's like, the pregnancies, Tino, are gone.
Okay. Do you have a theory? Yeah.
No, I think he's fucking out of his mind. Yeah, what's your theory?
Number one, you're out of your mind. Number one, you're out of your mind.
Man, yeah. Don't do this.
You know what you are? You're very, very, very out of your mind.
DIA says, sorry, no search results for pregnancy.
Yeah, do this.
Listen, here's a theory, all right? Right, I'm working for the government, right? For that website, right?
Right.
I bring my cousin Larry because he's in town, right? Cousin Larry, you know, he just happens to be another magic black, okay? A black magic guy,
a little black magic.
He drinks the wine, right? Right. I go to the bathroom. My crazy cousin Larry, right, is on the website. Take this out,
yeah,
right?
Cool,
they get pregnant too, man. You know what I mean? That's what Orientals are, or whatever it is, right?
Yep, yeah.
Right. He comes back and goes, "What the fuck? What the fuck?" Right? Meanwhile, Fox is fucking doing the article now. They read it. He deletes it. That's why you see that.
That's what happened.
That could be one theory. Okay. Give me another theory.
I think another theory could have been that you yourself are now being tracked and honed by the government, and your phone is now the most tapped phone in this room. Bobby's been tapped a bunch.
Uh-huh.
I got tapped, and you know old got tapped a few times.
Yeah. Here's another theory I have, okay? And I've been suspecting this for a very long time, and this is true, dude, all right? You could be, like, for me...
You could be an alien.
When I'm going very... I know.
You could be an alien.
When I'm bringing it to other people's attention, right? I'm trying to hide it from... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like a switch and bait.
It's a bait and switch.
Whatever it is.
And it works both ways. It's a bait and switch.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something? When I talk about you, when I say, you know, Doc is on the show, and they'll go, oh, the alien.
I say, are you talking about fancy?
And they go, no, fancy is a citizen now, no longer an alien. So look, there are black people and aliens. Because here's the reason why.
Oh, go to the first one. Now listen.
Don't look shit like me.
You put glasses on that thing, right?
I don't know.
I don't know the body.
That looks pretty close.
I know. Look at that.
Doc, I don't know.
Doc. Right? I bet you money that guy has a gay uncle. All right. I bet you.
The third one looked like you a little bit, Bobby.
Okay.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. Hey, can I tell you something?
The He-Man War. More the He-Man War than me, all right? All right, so.
Who does that look like?
I don't know.
That's a little
looks
bit
like
of,
a fighter in the kid fan. Right? He likes the King of the Sting.
He does. He's big in the King of the Sting.
He's got a Shaw fucking tattoo on his ankle.
I gotta tell you something. I think you might be misleading us.
Yeah.
You're projecting because you have something to do with all this bullshit.
Man, I'm just a guy out here trying to live and find this shit out.
That's what a fucking alien would say.
It sounds like a pre-recorded message.
Let's listen to him closely say a sentence to us.
Yeah.
And knock you a sentence. And let's see if it sounds like a human or an alien is saying it.
Right.
Say, oh, I've got to go to the bank today and make a couple of deposits. Then I got to go to the store.
Well, I got to go to the bank today.
See,
that was reptilian, dude. That was your reptilian tongue. Fucking flubbing it up. Holy shit, dude. You're a fucking alien, dude.
I just
reptilian, dude.
Dude,
Yeah. What the fuck?
Did you see his eyes flip?
Did you see that?
And did you guys see his eyes flip up in his head?
Double eyelids.
He fucking set me up, bro. This guy, you see, he threw like three sentences.
Let's give this alien one more chance.
Yeah.
Okay, let's give a new sentence. Give him a new sentence.
Some people are asymptomatic from COVID, and yet they don't get tested.
Some people are asymptomatic with COVID, and they don't get tested.
At the end, very good, very good.
I'm just telling you. I feel. Do you feel like he has an alien presence at all?
When he said the first sentence,
yeah.
he did something with his mouth.
Lizard,
He's lizard. Called lizard.
He's a lizard person.
Yeah,
because lizard people are real. You know about lizard people, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our government is entirely made up of lizard people, without a doubt. Who do you think is the only person that's famous in government that's not a lizard?
Who is or isn't?
Who is not? Because I think they're all lizards. Is there anybody?
No,
that isn't?
No, there are people that aren't. I don't think Sally Fields is.
She's not in government.
Not in government.
government. I'm sorry.
You're talking about our government, Hollywood.
Our government,
Hollywood. Sorry,
my bad.
Which Hollywood actors are lizards?
I don't know. Because you know why I did say Sally Fields? I'm just coming trying to think. I'll tell you who's not.
Huh?
Government or Hollywood?
Either or.
Let's go government.
Okay.
Let's go.
Is Barack Obama a lizard? He is.
Yeah, definitely.
Is Trump?
No.
He's not a lizard person.
Yeah, because he doesn't know much.
He's too human.
Yeah, he's too human. Okay. Doesn't know anything.
Is Hillary Clinton? Is Bill?
Oh, yeah. Look at him.
He's a funky lizard.
He doesn't even hide it anymore.
He's one of those lizards that can change colors when he goes into a new area.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, his skin keeps changing.
And lizards love to play the saxophone.
Love.
But why a lizard?
Because there's certain...
That's an alien life form that came down and inhabited our bodies. There is a planet of lizards. Lizard of lizard people, and look at this. There's Barack.
They call it shapeshifter.
Yeah,
shapeshifters.
Yeah,
and they can occupy bodies.
There's like an arachnid kind of a alien species. There's the big whites, whatever they
tall whites,
the tall whites that we were talking about. Yeah. You know?
Tall whites, little grays.
Now let me ask you something.
Sure.
And then
let me ask you something. Do you? Can you be completely honest with me, Doc?
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Shoot.
Shoot. Do you really believe in it?
Hell yeah.
So you believe. That there are, you believe that Hillary Clinton is a lizard person.
Oh, no, I don't believe.
But you believe that aliens.
I like collecting information. That's all I like.
You believe that aliens. You're going to fit right in Texas.
Yeah.
You believe that aliens impregnated people on this planet.
Oh, I don't know about that.
You don't believe it?
Yeah.
I mean, if they saying it is possible, yeah.
Let me ask you this. Do aliens have penises?
Could.
And possibly. What do they look like? Can you describe it?
Shit, I think some of them look like us.
You think their penises are like ours?
Yep, just regular old cocks.
Really? So you think the lizard guy has just like a white, regular
Could
dick?
Could be, dog. Everybody got a dick, a turtle, a fucking
You don't
whale.
Think it'd be more similar to a lizard's dick than...
They got dicks. Whatever it looks like, they got dicks.
Can you Maybe imagine? Aliens have two or three dicks.
Yep.
They may have multiple dicks.
She's watching too much anime.
No, but I like
I think that's what it is.
The wrong guy.
Yeah.
How many dicks...
Maybe they're like octopuses. They have dicks on every arm. You know what I mean? So they fuck me every night so I could be...
Really? She's like, they hug me and fuck me while they're hugging me and rubbing my hair.
Yeah.
How many dicks do you think aliens have, Rudy?
Maybe three.
Three. You think three is the lucky number?
Mm.
What are they? Are they for different things? It's like one for sex, one's for peeing, and one's for...
Beer.
Maybe.
Beer? You drink from your penis.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe.
Honestly, Jules, if you saw a cute alien, he's your age, right? He's got Harry Styles, but he also looks like a chameleon.
Yeah.
Like
he's got some scaly things on his face. His nose might be up a little bit.
Yeah, there might just be two holes as noses, like a snake or whatever.
It's
but
flush.
But he's got a beautiful Harry, you know, he's like, my dick is like Harry Styles or whatever.
Is he smelly?
He has Drakkar on.
Yeah, Drakkar Noir.
Yeah, and cool water. He's a both.
He mixes them.
You probably still fucking use those ones. You fucking.
Which one do you have?
Which one do you have?
I got Fahrenheit, Drakkar.
Fuck around.
Do you even know what these are? These colognes? She has no idea.
Yeah.
Drakkar Noir might be the most Fahrenheit. By the way, Fahrenheit is
a little later than Drakkar,
but it was only for black people. I don't even know why people could buy it.
Yeah.
I don't know why people could buy it. I think I tried one time and they told me no.
Like
I beeped it out.
It's like Newport cigarettes. It's like only for
you. Can't
you
can't buy it. Hennessy? I can't buy Hennessy.
Yeah.
They give you a look every time you try to buy it.
Yeah.
There's Fahrenheit. That's what Doc adorns his body. Fahrenheit by Dior.
Yeah.
That's sexy, dude.
But Dior car, Jules, was like the first. When I was in high school, and also Coolwater
was where the Davidoff.
Were the like the first like colognes that I bought? Like they were like
there it is, Dracar Noir, all the way to the right, the black one.
Yeah, the black
Dracar
one.
Dracar Noir.
And then Coolwater, check that out.
Should we buy this?
Yeah, let's get a Dracar.
Let's get a Dracar for
and
the
let's
studio.
Get a Coolwater. Look up Coolwater.
Do you wear perfume, Rudy?
Yeah.
What I do you am. Wear?
The DKNY.
There it is.
DKNY.
There it is.
Wow.
Is it expensive, man?
No chance.
$13.59. You can get that CDS.
No, that's photo. Regular yeah. Lagerfeld.
Go up. Darn. Oh, that's photo. That's Lagerfeld.
Yeah, that's even cheaper. Okay.
That's when you turn into an artist.
You can get that at CVS, but they don't even lock that one up. You know how some of the colognes they lock up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one is just like just free.
It's at when the checkout with like candy and gum. Liquid IV.
Oh, gee golly gee. I love Liquid IV, man.
Good golly gosh, do I love Liquid IV. And yeah. Let me tell you why. One stick of Liquid IV hydration multiplier in 16 ounces of water hydrates you 2 times faster and more efficiently than water alone.
When you push your body too hard.
I do.
I know you do. Or just feel run down. I'm always run down.
Me too.
Right? It's extremely important to stay hydrated. Making hydration a priority helps us feel better on a day-to-day basis. One stick of Liquid IV hydration multiplier in 6 ounces of water hydrates you 2 times faster and more efficiently than water alone.
That's amazing.
I love it.
That sounds like I said that, but that sounds. I love that. Liquid IV hydration.
It's important. That's why I had to reiterate.
Well, it is very important. Let me tell you something else.
Yeah.
Water is boring. We all know it.
I hate it.
And let me tell you.
Yeah.
They have flavors like watermelon, lemon lime, strawberry, pina colada, which happened to be my new favorite that they've sent me.
Yeah.
And I love putting this stuff in my water bottle.
And guess what's in it?
What?
It contains 5 essential vitamins.
B3. Five. Okay, yeah. That's one.
B3. B5, B6, B12, and vitamin C.
You know I love vitamin C.
I love the C.
That song Graduation was so good. It's made with 3 times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks, and it also is made with premium ingredients, non-GMO, free from gluten, dairy, and soy. So, Bob, tell them how they can get it.
Grab Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code BADFRIENDS at checkout.
That's 25% off anything when you order and use the promo code BADFRIENDS at liquidiv.com.
Experience better hydration today at liquidiv.com. Promo code
BADFRIENDS.
BetterHelp. Oh, I love this.
People don't realize, Bob, that physical symptoms like headaches, teeth grinding, and even digestive issues, which I have often. Mm. You know, one time I didn't poop for 3 days.
That's
an indicator of stress.
Okay.
It's because of stress, dude. But you know what helps? BetterHelp.
It does. You know, for me, especially during the pandemic, right, I needed somebody to talk to, a professional. I went to BetterHelp, and I love it. Stress shows up in all kinds of ways, Andrew.
It does.
And in a world that's telling you to do more, sleep less, and grind all the time, here's your reminder to take care of yourself, do less, and maybe try some therapy. And this really works. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to.
Yeah, it's much more affordable than in-person therapy. Give it a try. See if online therapy can help your stress. And this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Bad Friends listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/badfriends.
That's BetterHelp.com/badfriends.
I like that. You know what? I saw one of those things today. You know when someone does that... you never knew this on the internet. Like today, I was this days old when I learned blah, blah, blah. They did this thing where they popped a bag of popcorn. And you know how like there's a little slit at the top that opens up? And she goes, don't empty out the popcorn when the bag is full. Flip it upside down. That's for all the seeds to come out. So then you don't have seeds in the bag anymore.
Oh. Well, they're called life hacks.
Life hacks. Yeah.
I don't know, I think they're life hacks.
But
yeah.
Also, I like the fucking seeds because I eat the half pops. Don't you eat the half pops?
Yeah.
You don't eat the half pop popcorn?
No.
You guys I love the half pop. They're so good.
Like it's like burnt rice. I love burnt rice.
Love burnt rice.
Yeah, yeah.
I do too.
When it's crispy.
When I get bim bim bap.
Bim bim bap.
I make sure they on the bottom so the bottom layer is burnt.
Like a stone pot, right? And then when you when it comes, the bim bim bap comes, I don't even fuck with it right away, brah.
Let it sit.
I let it sit, dog.
Let it sit, buddy.
Right? And then once I know that it's sizzly and fucking crisp, right, I go to the bottom and I'll scoop up the bottom and put it to the top.
Flip it over.
And then so all the crispiness is in there. Oh, God.
I want some bim bim bap right now.
Okay,
you guys don't eat the half pop popcorn?
He's never had Korean food. You know that.
How the fuck have we never...
We
have
talked about
you.
This.
I know we have
we already
take
talked
you.
About it. Yeah,
he had wasabi.
Huh? He had wasabi. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember. That's right. You
but
have
the,
had
but the other life hack that blew my fucking mind.
What?
That annoys me. I wish we had it here to show you.
Yeah.
On the bottom of salt and pepper shakers, okay? Every salt and pepper shaker you know, the standard round ones, they're rivets. There's a ton of rivets on the bottom. What do you think the rivets on the bottom are for? It's, and it, the whole bottom is ribbed. It's riveted. What do you think it's for? Guess. This is going to blow your mind. When people at home are going to listen to this and they're going to try it.
I don't know what's for.
Okay, so usually you just flip it over and shake it out. If you flip one of them over but leave the other one right side up and make them go bottom to bottom, you rub the rivets together and it evenly shakes out the salt of the pepper. That's literally what it's for.
What?
Who cares? Why would you care?
I just learned it.
I know, but imagine doing that. I'm not doing that at a restaurant.
No, you just flip one upside down and you
I'm
want
not
some,
flipping shit. Dude.
And it's
no, I'm not
it's like that. Your it's like your grinder. It's like one of your grinders.
Yeah.
Except it's just you do.
I won't do that ever.
You will never flip one upside down and do it?
No, because I don't, first of all, never use salt and pepper in any of my food. Do you?
You don't use salt in your food? Korean food has so much salt in it.
Yeah, they put it in there initially first.
I like adding it. I want to add salt. I add salt.
Yeah, but I don't fuck with it.
You know what I mean? When you go to Denny's.
What?
When you go to Denny's.
He doesn't go to fucking Denny's.
You think I go to Denny's?
He won't go to places like that.
Where do you go to Denny's? When do you go to Denny's?
I go to Denny's whenever I can. Shit, if it's available, I'm there.
Well, so let me stop it. Let me stop this, okay? All right? Denny's is the place where you go when everything else is closed.
That's right. That or 24 or IHOP.
Right? But those are late night, like when you're on the road, it's 2 in the morning after your second show.
And they're like, we
and they're like
serving.
Waffle House or Denny's, those are the only options I go. But I would never go during the day.
Now you're being diminutive. What if this is his favorite meal?
It's not.
The Moons Over Miami is the best thing to do.
Moons Over Miami is really good. It's very, very good.
I fucks with that.
What?
Yeah, that's a good lunch right there. Bro.
And what do we? Oh, for lunch?
Ass, bro? That's yeah. For you lunch? Never got it for lunch?
No.
Oh, try it.
It's only when I'm like drunk or late at night or there's everything's closed. I've never had Denny's sober.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Or I've
or
never
conscious,
had it.
Or conscious.
Yeah. Awake, alive,
yeah,
with
yeah,
a pulse.
Yeah.
I've zombied my way into a Denny's and sloughed it in my face.
I mean, I've hit my head on cement and then gone in there, right, accidentally, but. Is this a Morton's or whatever? You know what I mean?
My eye from the concussion was just wandering around
the menu. You're blowing my mind, though. You from Chicago, never?
No. But what does that mean? What if Chicago, they're everywhere.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But
there's
I'm
like,
saying
there's
like
6,000
locations. It's a regional thing.
I'm like, that's a Midwestern.
Chicago and LA, that's all that.
But Midwesterners, we fucks with Denny's like that.
Yeah, but in the Midwest, dude, we have so many mom and pop shops that are open late. There's so many like shitty little diners that are open late.
I love those, by the way.
Yeah. Shitty little diners?
Yeah, I'll rather go there. You want a good breakfast, bro?
Griddle.
Lucky Boy.
Lucky Boy.
Right? In Pasadena.
Lucky Boy.
You go there, dude. You get a breakfast burrito with bacon. Hey. You get a little cider ranch and some hot sauce with it. There's nothing better.
Is that your favorite breakfast burrito?
There's one also in Burbank, but you never know when it's open. It's called the Corner Cottage.
I know Corner Cottage, yeah.
You have you in there?
Yeah.
Great breakfast burrito.
No, it is. I think the best breakfast burrito is
Colfax.
Colfax, yeah.
Best. The, best. The best.
It's the best.
Those are the top three.
Yeah. That's way up there.
Yeah.
You don't eat breakfast.
You don't fuck with any of those.
Well, yeah. The one I fuck with is Benito's Tacos on.
Benito's Tacos?
Hell yeah.
On
bro.
Pico?
Yeah. But no, well, they got one on Pico and they got one on Beverly.
Do you know those commercials? Oh,
it's
my God.
It's made me angry, but.
Why?
Because it's like, is it good? Is it? Let's be honest with you. I'm not talking to this guy. He thinks Denny's is a fucking maestro's.
Here you go.
Yeah.
No. No, it's good.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to tell y'all something.
Yeah.
Because he's going to be pissed
he's
off.
He's got Benito's ground up in that carafe. That's not even wine. That's blended Benito's tacos.
Danny Lucas is going to be pissed off at y'all because he's the one who recommended it to me.
Danny Lucas did?
Yeah.
So he's going to be mad at us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's where I go to all my restaurant recommendations.
By the way, last night at the Comedy Store,
can we talk about it a little bit?
Yeah, I want to talk about this.
Yeah.
They told me that, why can't I think of his fucking name now? The guy that used to own the Thai place on Santa Monica in West Hollywood?
Kirk.
Kirk. No.
Yeah.
Oh, it was Kirk.
Yeah. Okay, I'm glad you brought his name up.
Okay.
Because he said something to me last night that triggered me so hard, I almost went insane.
What?
So okay, let's just a little backstory, all right?
Okay.
Do you remember Kirk?
Kirk Fox?
No. The Chinese manager used, is that his name? The Chinese manager that we had in the late 90s. You know, the comedy wasn't doing well. So Mitzi decided, I'm bringing back, you know what I mean, my Thai contingency, right? So in the fucking 70s, I guess a bunch of Thai people worked there.
And apparently the whole kitchen was all Thai.
They're all Thai, right? Yeah. So this dude, right, I guess he was in the military or something.
He was.
So every, if you're a minute late, you're fired. You know what I mean? I mean, this is a comedy club, right? You know, you're supposed to stand right there. I told you to stand right there. You know what I mean? Like, he's like that kind of guy, right? But this is what this fool, used to do is I used to not get spots.
Yeah.
So because I kind of played my Asian angle, like, come on, man, we're both, you know what I mean? So then what he would do is he would just walk up to me as a doorman. He would go, you want to go up tonight? And I'd be like, yeah, you get prime spot. And he would just put me up.
In a good spot. You get a good slot.
Yeah, like early in the lineup. On the list or anything like that.
That's good.
He used to piss people off. So I haven't seen this fool in 25 years, right?
Yeah.
So I'm at the fucking party last night. I'm about to leave. And I see him. And he's kind of swaggering toward me. He goes, hey, I remember you. And I go, oh, what's up? He goes, how come everybody here, billionaire, millionaire, everybody killing, you know, doing very good? You loser. I go, what do you mean? He goes, you got nothing. Because I was dressed the way I was.
Yeah, he thinks you're poor.
Yeah, I'm poor because of the way I was dressed, right? Yeah. You got nothing ever happened to you. Right? And like a fucking asshole, I got, that's one of my triggers, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I go, is that why I have this house and this car I just bought? You know what I mean? Like, I'm like a fucking moron trying to convince him
that you have money.
I got two deals. I mean, I'm trying to like fucking convince him, but it really triggered me.
The problem is, Bob, everybody wore suits.
I know.
And you wore fucking a Metallica shirt. Everybody wore suits. Dude, everyone was dressed up. I was wearing a dress shirt and dress slacks because a jacket was insane. It was too hot.
Yeah.
This guy showed up wearing what you saw in that picture with Little Black Magic.
Yeah.
That's there I am with me and Sickler.
Yeah.
Fucking, I love that guy.
Really funny.
The man.
Great guy.
There's Matt Lockwood. Yeah. Look at Matt having a night.
Yeah, it was a good night.
Look at Matt having a little night.
So I'll just tell you what the party was, right? Okay. When I showed up, I'm like, I realized right off the bat that this is going to be a clusterfuck because you have, you know, the guys that normally play there now.
Yeah.
Like the Jezelnecks, the Leslie Jones, right? But then you also have everyone from the past.
Oh. Yeah.
Right? And a lot
and
of them.
And I mean the past.
Yeah, the past. Like, he's still alive?
There were guys that had the walking with a bag, you know, like the drip, like the dude. Like, they were walking through the hallway. It was so fucking weird to see guys so old.
Right. So there was a lot of like, we can't go down that way because I cannot run into that guy.
Yeah, no.
But then there are other people looking at me like, you know what I mean? I can't run into him, right? So it's just a bunch of people avoiding each other, right? And it's like a lot of thirst. You can feel the thirst. A
lot of thirst. Fuck. And I did make fun of, there was a lot of agents and managers who snuck around. Yeah. And that's fine. But also, this is our night. It's for comics. This is our little jazz night, little get together. And they had Buddy, the band, Mitzi's favorite band, Buddy Rich, iconic. And when I first arrived there, Tom Dreesen, who is a legend.
Legend.
You know Tom, don't you?
Yeah, I know Tom. Yeah,
Tom
yeah.
comes up to me and he goes, you got to go inside and see.
good.
Is that good?
Good impression.
Good
impression.
He goes, oh, Andrew, you got to go inside and see the Buddy Rich band.
It's so
And
good.
I said, oh, the Buddy Rich band is in there? And I go, who is it? And he goes, it's all the remaining members of all the band. So look, it's like the 10 remaining members were there. And he goes, he toured. This is a great, I mean, fucking Tom Dreesen. If you are a comedy fan, buy his fucking book and read about his stories of him and Sinatra. It's insane. He was a kid when he toured with Sinatra. Him, Sinatra, and Buddy Rich. And Buddy Rich hated that it went Buddy, Dreesen, Sinatra. And so he goes, why the fuck does the kid get to go before you? It should go the kid, me, then you.
Oh, wow.
And in front of him, in front of him. Tom's sitting there. Right. And Tom's like uncomfortable and he's young. And he goes, well, I'll go, you know, wherever. And Frank goes, no. You can't do comedy, music. It's got to go music. It's got to break it up.
It's insane.
So apparently he hated him. He didn't like him. Or he not hated him, but he had a trouble with Tom.
Yeah.
And he goes, he had a lot of trouble with a lot of people. He was apparently this guy, and I don't know the name. It's like an old lounge act or something. Used to call Buddy's house like often, and would go, "Hey, is Buddy there?" And his wife would answer and go, "No." And I'm sorry to tell you this, but Buddy's dead. And he would go, "No, I know. I just like to hear you say it," and then hang up the phone.
That's hilarious.
And Tom goes, "This guy would do this all the time. Because he fucking hated the guy.
That's
he just
really
wanted to hear his wife say
that is really funny."
But the band played last night, and they were fucking awesome.
Don't give me shit, dude. This is what happened.
What do you mean,
Peter Short? This is what happened. Peter Shore goes up, does that speech.
Yeah, they do a little speech.
Then the mayor comes out or whatever.
The mayor of comedy? What was that?
I know, who was that?
I don't know, but I didn't hear a word.
The mayor, I didn't hear a word.
People
right?
were booing.
I know.
It was, you can't have a room full of comics not talking shit when someone's trying to talk. It was impossible.
And as soon as Peter goes, and the buddy reached, everyone just stood up and left the fucking room.
I stayed.
How long?
5 seconds.
No one stayed for that.
I wanted to hear a little bit of the jazz.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of the jazz.
Yeah.
But they were good.
But you know who who did you see last night that made you feel good?
Matt Nost. Shout out to Matt Nost. I haven't seen him in a long time. Dude, I haven't seen him in fucking years.
Yeah.
And we sat and we chatted. And that dude was such a good guy, a good egg, a funny comedian.
Yeah.
I saw him and we chatted outside for like...
Oh, he's funny.
For 20 minutes. Dude, he is... But honestly...
Yeah.
A lot of funny guys we come across. Not a lot of like solid dudes. Like,
yeah.
I know if I called him and... If I was like, hey, man, I'm in a bad way, he would help me out. We don't even talk anymore.
Yeah.
So seeing
but
him.
But older
really...
guys, though.
Oh, old
Steve,
guys?
Steve Middleman.
Yeah, Middleman was there. Yeah, it was kind of wild.
Do you know him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know him. I know who
he
is.
Do you know who he is? Middleman. Do you ever see the movie Roxanne?
Yeah, Roxanne.
Yeah.
Did you?
Steve Martin.
Yeah, I've seen it before.
Yeah, he was in the movie.
You've seen this guy. You've seen him a million times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I saw him, I gave him, and when I literally, I'm not kidding you, I hugged him, and my ear was against his chest because he's tall.
His bones broke?
No, yeah, that, and I didn't hear a heartbeat. I literally heard no heartbeat. This is what I heard. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. Last night, I pulled up, and we parked in the behind that Andaz Hotel.
Yeah.
And Paulie from the balcony sees me. I'm talking to Sandy Danto and Josh Martin and Brenton.
Brenton.
Yeah, and I'm talking to these
Biddlecombe.
Guys. Yeah, Biddlecombe.
Yeah.
I'm just mouth diarrhea.
Yeah.
And then Paulie's standing on his balcony and he goes, who is that? Who else looks like me? Who the fuck else looks like me?
Yeah.
I go, it's Santino. And he goes, I know.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I know. He's weird.
I was like, is there a bit to be had here?
Yeah.
So then I go, hey, Paulie. And he goes, cool. And I pulled my car in. And then I waited because they were all walking down because I didn't want to walk with them.
Yeah.
So I waited in my car for like 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Because I was uncomfortable. I was like, what was that?
But there was also a David Lynch like element to last night. Because you'd just be talking to somebody else and you see Tanya Lee Davis in her little moped.
She loves us.
Yeah, and she's speaking backwards. It's just weird. What a weird night.
It was a creepy
Tanya
night.
Tanya Lee Davis is very funny, by the way.
But it was a weird, fun... It's if you spin a record.
Yeah. It was weird. Why didn't you go? You worked there forever.
Hey, I ain't feel like it. I'm like,
you know
it.
Why. He has so much resentment to that place.
Yeah, but
not the
not
place.
There
the club. I love the comics and everybody.
No. You
would have been a hit there, dude.
To be honest with y'all, they invited me. Bob Willie even contacted me. Like, man, why you won't come? I'm like, nah, I'm not coming.
Wait, why didn't you go for real?
Yeah, be real.
Because it's after what happened with Peter and Paulie there with me.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. For me, I was like, nah, I can't deal with the two.
But it's fine now.
And they were barely there.
No. It's more than that. It's too long to talk about. So let's just go.
Well, we have a whole podcast.
But you know, the whole when the shooting happened, right?
Yeah.
Remember when I went down?
I was there. I was there that night.
You was there on the patio?
I wasn't near the shooter. I was at the club that night that guy got shot.
Fuck. I was like, okay.
Were you not there?
I wasn't there that night. I had left.
No, I was there that night. I wasn't anywhere near it. I was inside the fucking main room.
Did you see the body?
No, I wasn't there.
Oh, you weren't there.
I wasn't there.
Yeah.
But they had a meeting about it.
Shot him in the chest, right? A guy just walked up and shot a guy in the fucking chest.
Yeah. And then Josh Nassar held the guy's body or something.
What?
Did we ask him what it felt like?
No. No, I think I asked him, I go, well, you must have some PTSD from it. I mean, that's traumatic, right?
Sure.
And he said, nah.
Not at all.
No, not really. I mean, for me.
Turn off my sound.
I just know that if I was there that night, it would have really, because I'm so sensitive to murder.
Murder tends to be
the
thing that
sets
you up.
I'm a little too sensitive to murder.
You know, you're very, very sensitive to murder.
I'm very, very, very sensitive to murder.
Oh, it's three for murder.
Yeah, for me. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
I get that.
Like, if Jules, if you saw somebody shot and dying, would that scar you?
I think so.
Yeah.
I highly doubt it.
With
her?
Yeah, she's not.
I bet you we could show you a dead body.
I'd be traumatized.
Really, though?
Yeah.
Don't you like that stuff?
I like it, but
would you want to touch it? Yeah, you want to feel it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you ever touched a dead body?
No.
Oh.
I want to try.
See?
It's not like Magic Mountain. It's not a ride, man. It's like, what? Yeah.
What's been going on with you? I like these Batman socks. Those are cool. What's been going on?
Nothing.
Yeah, did you not wear what shoes here?
Slippers.
She has this. She has a, and you know, I mentioned this earlier. She has a smile and a mischievous grin.
Yeah, it's been going on a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, that she's up to something, and I can't get to the bottom of
what
it.
What are you up to?
I told Tito Bobby I'm not going anywhere. I'm just staying at home. I'm not doing anything.
Mm. Yeah, but what's online, though? You're up to no good on the computer and the phone and the iPad and stuff.
Nothing.
You're not. Let me see your search history.
No.
No, see, you won't surrender it because you're not even looking at dirty stuff.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not.
Yeah, perv.
Now, when you said that you wanted to go to the strip club, are you interested in women?
No, but I want to see boobs.
You do like boobs.
Yeah.
Everybody likes a good boob.
Everyone loves boobs. Yeah.
But would you, okay, so would you get a lap dance? Would you get like a private dance if we bought you one?
Yeah.
All right, maybe we'll have to buy her a dance.
Mint Mobile.
I love Ryan Reynolds.
He's such a babe.
He's such a babe.
He's a hottie.
If saving more and spending less is one of your top goals of 2022, Andrew?
Yep, it is.
Why are you still paying insane amounts of money every month for wireless?
Well, I've heard switching to Mint Mobile is the easiest way to save this year. As the first company to sell premium wireless service online only,
wow!
Mint Mobile lets you maximize your savings with plans starting at just $15 a month.
Oh my God. For people looking for extra savings this year, Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for just $15 a month.
What do you pay for your cell phone right now?
Hundreds.
Hundreds. We
it's
need to
crazy.
Switch to Mint Mobile. You can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and keep your same phone number along with your existing contacts. I mean, come on. Mint Mobile, choose the amount of monthly data that's right for you.
All plans come with an unlimited talk and high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network.
That's incredible. Switch to Mint Mobile, get premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month. Get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free. Go to mintmobile.com/badfriends. That's mintmobile.com/badfriends. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/badfriends.
Harry's!
Oh, my Lord.
I'm Harry.
You are Harry. And the thing is, I have a mustache.
New mustache. Right?
Okay. I have hair on my body.
I have hair on my
back.
And
when I use grooming supplies, I always use Harry's.
Harry's is my favorite. It's my favorite razor because it's got a weighted handle, which I actually very much like. And people that know that if they shave, I don't shave my face, but I shave my back and my shoulders. Yeah, I'll say it. Sometimes I shave my legs and my toes.
You got to get the starter kit.
Why? What's in it?
A lot of good things.
Tell me what's in it.
A razor, a trimmer, right? And foaming shave.
Oh, that's nice. First-time Harry's customers can redeem a starter set for just $3 at harrys.com/badfriends. $3. You get everything you need for a great shave and nothing but that. Harry's blades hold up better than ever. Guys who have tried it say their eighth shave is as sharp as their first. Now, that's good. Rudy loves sharp stuff. Maybe we should get her some. They're still offering a no-risk trial. And you don't like the shave? No worries. It's on them.
Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry. And they're still offering a no-risk trial. Don't like to shave? No worries. It's on them.
It's on them, dude. New look, same incredible offer. There's really never been a better time to give Harry's a try. Just go to harrys.com/badfriends today to get your starter set for just $3.
That's harry.com/badfriends. harrys.com/badfriends. I also, they called me about what we want on stage. And I don't know why I'm responsible for that, but I told them.
Because everybody else does everything all the time. So they want you to do one thing.
Right. So I said, we want chairs.
That's pretty fair.
Yeah, yeah.
Good
start.
I
said, I want chairs. I said, I want sugar-free Red Bull.
Good start.
Right. Water.
Smart. Do you need
Here's
that?
A third thing that I said that was smart. A monitor.
Oh, yeah. Thank God. Yeah.
You're right. A monitor.
Deer can.
But I said four mics.
Four mics.
Yeah.
We're gonna have guests come and go.
Come and go. Right.
So it's going to be one, two. It's going to be me, you, Rudy. Doc, yeah. Unfortunately, can't go because of Texas laws.
Yeah.
I don't make them. We tend to
can't get on the rides. You can't get on the plane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
we could put you in the storage compartment above. Okay.
Maybe if we can make a big enough paper plane, we can put you on it and throw it off the roof.
I don't do strip clubs, though, so I don't want to go.
Wait, you don't do titty bars ever?
I do, but I got robbed for my Vino in Vegas, so I don't.
Here's a story.
Yeah. When I went to Cheetahs, I went to Cheetahs in Vegas, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So my goal was to go in the strip club and not get no lap dance. That was my goal. I just want to look a little bit, right? So every chick kept coming up to me and asking me to dance.
Yeah.
No, get the fuck out. No, I don't want no dance. Get the fuck out. You got pimples on your ass. Shit like that, right? So now.
Oh, you're being nice to him then?
Yeah. Well, pretty much.
Yeah.
So then.
And it's also, could I just say something?
What's that?
They're human beings. They get pimples.
Yeah, you get pimples. Yeah. Like, have you never had a pimple on your ass?
Yeah. I've had pimples on my ass.
You don't know what the pimple is.
I have one
for.
Right now.
Yeah. And she might didn't have time to put Clearasil on her ass. You know what I mean? And she's, you know what I mean? She probably has two kids. She's in a busy day, right? So you don't have to be.
Hey, man, cut that bitch a break.
Yeah. So
Say it again.
So kick the. Well, you're also kicking them.
Yeah,
the
way physically assaulting them.
You're assaulting them.
It was a push. It was a gentle push.
You don't have to kick them with your foot. You know what I mean?
Look at that little foot. Look at that little foot.
And then when he does that, this is what they feel.
Beep. All right, so wait. So you push them away. You kick them away.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I guess they went in their arsenal and they go, send the baddest chick you got. So they...
Wait. I'm sorry. Are you King Louis XIV? I mean, what, who the fuck do you think... Bring me the hottest chick.
I didn't ask for it.
You're not Elon Musk. You have money.
Black Magic is here. Send the baddest bitch out. Yes, little Black Magic. He's sitting in a chair. You can't miss it. His feet aren't touching the ground. He's kicking his little legs around, and he's asked for Shirley Temples all night. Yeah. Bring him the baddest bitch we've got on the floor.
Anyway.
So they sent me the baddest Asian bitch.
Asian.
Yeah, Asian woman I've ever seen. I said, God damn. She grabbed me. She said, you want a lap dance? I was like, fuck yeah. So she's like, oh, okay. So she's dancing on me, and then she's kissing and licking. I'm like, oh, man, this chick is nice. Okay. And then she goes, I like brothers. I said, okay.
She had an accent?
Look, yeah.
What did it sound like?
I like brothers. Something like that, you know. It was sexy. It was
so racist.
Do it one more time.
Yeah.
I like brothers. Yeah, something like that. You got it.
Yeah.
So now, I like sisters too.
You know why I got it? That was me, dude.
Oh, okay. So, song ends. She says, you know what? I like you so much. I want to give you another dance. I'm like, okay. And I had two drinks on the side. It was free. She gave me a free lap dance.
Exactly.
So she gets through dancing and she was like, you're so sweet. And then she walks away and I was like, boy, you sweet too. And I go to grab my drinks and they're fucking gone, bro. Two goddamn drinks. It was $20 for that. They fucking robbed me, bro.
No, they didn't. That's not.
Robbery,
that's
man.
That's not robbery.
Oh, you don't think that's robbery?
No,
they
that's
stole
not
my
robbery,
shit,
dude.
Bro. They.
Yeah.
Bro.
Okay, yeah, I didn't get gunpoint.
You just had them take a drink from you?
Michael
yeah, they
Bay
stole
presents.
My shit. That's
you mean the robbery at a strip club.
Oh, man!
Where are my drinks?
But they dramatized. Oh, so he's tied up and he's down and gagged.
What are you going to do to me?
Yeah. Okay. Like, take your drink away.
Yeah. And then, what, the credits roll down? That's the fucking movie, dude? That's a shit movie. That's not a robbery, dude.
Well, fuck it. You know what?
Yeah.
So you think this
well,
woman.
Well, I paid $10 to get in.
Damn, that's...
$20 for those two drinks, and they took them from me. That's fucking robbery to me. I don't give a fuck. That's like, good.
Bro, you got away with murder. You had a free lap dance.
Those are $100.
They stole my vino, bro. Don't you like that? I don't get that.
Maybe, it's alcohol. He's alcohol.
He's
not alcohol.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's
hand Rudy that your canister right now.
No, man. Well,
see what I mean?
Yeah.
He doesn't want another.
I'm not an alcoholic, but I'll tell you what.
He's PTSD with Asian bitches stealing his wine.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what this is.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I like a brother.
I'm not an alcoholic.
No, you're not.
But
you're,
I know.
Teasing.
I'm gonna tell you what I know.
Yeah.
I know. I need the wine inside of me. That was fucking. Y'all didn't feel that? That was fucking amazing, dog. That was fucking in Espanol. Yo no sé que necesito el vino dentro de mí. Come on, man. You don't feel the soul in that? You don't feel it?
You're getting scary.
That, you're right. That was
you're
scary.
Right.
That was
that
scary.
Gets, you get a little scary.
You get scary, dude.
What do you think that is? What? There's something deep inside you?
Nah, you know. I just, maybe need some therapy a little bit.
Well, let's do some right now.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, let's go.
Okay.
Dude, honestly, the way that you're positioned in that chair.
Yeah.
It's funny because Rudy looks like she fills out the chair.
Yeah.
And you look like a little T-Rex in that little chair. Yeah. A little brown T-Rex in that chair. His little arms propped up again. Let's do some therapy, Doc.
All right, let's
what go. Is causing you the most pain and or sadness right now?
And or sadness. Mom's gone.
Mom is gone.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that.
Sucks, man.
Yeah.
My mom is alive.
Yeah. And then y'all be teasing me because I ain't got
we
no
both
girl
have
and
moms
shit.
Our moms are alive.
Is your mom
High
alive?
Five.
High five.
Y'all know they're gonna Julie, be talking shit to y'all.
Yeah. High five.
Oops.
You guys have a live mom?
Yeah. Y'all fucking.
Yeah, yeah.
High five. What an asshole segment.
All of y'all moms are lying?
Okay, okay. Stop. Yeah, yeah. Stop.
High five. High five. Because I'm gonna just high five y'all. That's
okay.
Good.
Yeah, let's be real.
Okay, let's be real.
We love you.
Your mom died.
And I'm sorry that is awful.
That sucks.
That's causing you the most pain and issue right now.
Yeah, I would say that.
When did she die again?
2017.
So 4 years ago, five years ago.
Almost 5 years.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
Doc. That sucks.
That is fucking awful.
How did she die?
Cancer.
Ah, that sucks.
Which
That's
one?
The worst kind.
Ovarian.
Does it matter?
Fuck. What do you mean, does it matter?
It doesn't matter what kind.
Well, you always want to know which one.
Yeah, yeah. Is there a special kind that's even cooler than...
Some of them are neater than others.
Yeah.
For sure.
Is ovarian cooler than lung or...
I think lung's way cooler.
Yeah. I like blood.
Blood is cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
You don't know where it is.
Yeah, it's all over the place. Where's the cancer today?
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to reality.
Go back to reality.
Yeah. I love you. For real. Too. I love you to death, and I'm sorry that your mother is gone. That is causing you the most... How does this problem typically make you feel? How does losing your mother make you feel day to day?
Well, she was with me when I first started comedy, and of course, it's your mom. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So now it's like I'm taking this journey by myself.
But you're not by yourself. You're with us.
Yeah, 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 but... Y'all ain't got it. You know what I mean? Like mom's at the fucking...
Okay.
How do you want me to cherish you better?
I feel like we've done more for you in terms of comedy...
Than your mom.
Than your mom has.
I feel like that's
fuck
true.
Fuck no, bro.
What did she do?
Really? Did she have a podcast that you went on there and got
she,
the followers?
She laughed.
She what?
She laughed at his jokes.
She laughed at his jokes.
Oh, snap. Oh, snap. Give it up.
I laugh
fancy.
At your fucking shit.
Yeah.
I laugh at you every time you're in this room. I've never not laughed at you. I've laughed at you every time you come into this room. When you... When you walk in here, I smile.
Yeah, when I didn't know you were coming. They don't tell us. So when I walked in, I'm like, oh, thank God he's here. I love it.
I love seeing you.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so let's say, I'm reading this off of a sheet because I don't know how to do this, but what makes the problem better? What makes you feel better? When there's a moment that passes about you being sad about losing your mom, what makes you feel better?
For real, comedy, being around y'all.
This makes you feel better?
Hell yeah. Mm.
See, what the fuck?
Hell
I love
yeah.
that.
That's real talk. Like,
also, can I add, and this is real. I'm not trying to make a joke or anything, right? Okay.
Might be well, below it. Might be a joke on it.
But I just feel like, you know, your heart is closed a little bit because you don't have a significant other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like,
do you want love?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I think that if you if you fell in love with somebody, a woman, right?
Right.
Or a man, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, yeah.
Finish what you're saying.
That's or I trans.
Or a trans person.
Yeah,
it could be anybody.
Yeah.
Post-op, I mean, pre-op.
When I said woman, you know what I meant, though.
Guy?
Man.
Yeah.
Keep going.
So yeah, we want you, so he, go ahead.
Yeah, so I think that if you, like, you know, when my dad died, right, it hurt, it was terrible, right, but I do have other people that I love as well, you know what I mean? So, yeah, him and my girlfriend and whatnot, my brother and other things. So
Rudy.
You know what? Love is a two-way street.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say something right now.
She doesn't drive that way.
You never, like, every day I go, what are you doing today? How are you? Right? And all these questions and stuff. You never ask me shit. You don't give a fuck.
I asked you yesterday if you were negative.
From COVID? Yeah, yeah, because that's selfish because you don't want to get sick.
Still, I asked.
All right, fine. I guess that counts. I guess that counts. So,
so brilliant.
So why don't we find you a significant other?
Oh, we are.
We've tried before on the show, but we didn't take it serious. And I asked.
No, I want to be real about it.
I don't have a problem not meeting women.
That's no. You're not listening to what he's saying.
Yeah, yeah.
You can get laid.
How the fuck would y'all find her, though? Y'all don't even know what I like.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. Your ideal woman.
She's got to be alive, right?
Yep.
Breathing.
Breathing. One. Alive, right?
Yep. Hair or no hair. Either one.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I love them all.
Okay.
And you want breasts in between A and double D.
Okay.
Anywhere. Yeah. You want two legs.
Yeah.
Two arms.
Yeah.
10 fingers, 10 toes.
Yeah. Perfect eyesight.
And a massive beefy vagina.
Beefy, like
beefy, yeah, beefy, beefy,
like,
beefy,
like
beefy.
Layers of
not like layers.
Oh, yeah, but you know,
yeah.
Out swollen. There. No offense to the layers.
Yeah, it's not an armadillo. You know what I mean? I'm saying, like, it's not scales. I'm just saying, one beef chunk.
One beef chunk.
One beef chunk. Okay.
Yeah.
Let us find. He's saying we're not being. He's not being condescending. You can get laid, Doc. We know you can get laid.
Right.
We want to find you love.
Intimacy.
No love,
someone that you really want to be with.
To share yourself with. You know what I mean? Your feelings.
Because you're a beautiful human and someone needs to someone is going to want to come home to you at night.
I have to say something, though. I feel bad about this. My family, like my aunts, especially my great aunt, they're a little step above y'all. Sorry about that. I'll finish.
All right, well, fuck
no,
you.
No, I mean, no,
fuck you.
Fuck you. Number one,
fuck you.
Fuck you.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck you.
Yeah, y'all down here.
That's number one.
Now I don't hope you fall in love.
Yeah, yeah. You cocksucker. All right? You cocksucker. How dare you? All right?
Your aunts are above you? Yeah. What the fuck does that mean, yeah.
So
you
mean.
Fuckface?
So mean.
It is what it is, bro.
Okay, well, what?
Yeah, to you, right? To you, you feel more love and they're above us.
Yeah.
You respect them more than us.
Yeah.
There it is.
Okay.
Okay, but... We're very...
I don't know what their skill sets are.
Yeah,
but...
what do they do? What do they do that's so good? Are they hilarious touring comedians?
We talk on the phone often. Like my great aunt, I talk to her every day.
Mm-hmm. I would talk to you every day if you didn't bombard me with UFO pregnancy scares at 9 in the morning.
You know, man, I'm not good at texting. I don't even like texting.
No,
like
I don't. I'm fine with you not texting. Yeah. But if you're going to text me, don't make me feel like something happened and then tell me there's a pregnancy scare with UFO. Just don't go that route.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
I was just scared to talk about it on the podcast.
No, you could text me and go, what up? How are you? I'll respond. We'll have a chat.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's
but you know what? Okay. Oh, then
he will
one.
Too.
What positive changes do you want to make in your life?
Yeah. What are your character defects? Do you have character defects that you want to change?
I want to lose weight, continue. My patience could be a little bit better.
Oh, you have road rage?
Yeah, man.
Like, what's the worst thing?
No, you know what? I have rage in the grocery store where I work at. I just, man, fuck. I'd be mad up in there, dog.
Wait, why?
Why?
The people who bring their dogs in and shit, man, I'd be like, fuck, man. I don't know. What the fuck? Dude, they be coming in with goddamn German Shepherds. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Gentleman Shepherds.
German Shepherds.
Oh, German Shepherds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, gentleman Shepherds.
Yeah. Those are good breed.
I feel like those are the nicest of the ones.
Yeah.
My gentleman Shepherds.
Which is like a little weird that he would call them gentlemen. I think that it's subliminal and I think there's something else that you're trying to express, right. But I'll let it go.
We'll let it slide.
Yeah,
that shit makes me mad.
When
don't.
People bring in dogs, it makes you the most mad.
Why? Because they shit and pee?
Yes.
They do
in the fucking, yes, they have. They peed in the fucking middle of the aisle. I said, the dog is
who
pissing.
Cleans it up?
One time I was at Kearney's.
Who cleans it up?
The janitor.
So why do you,
why do you care?
Because it's not that. It's when they have them on a leash and they be in the way while you're trying to shop. It's not like a fucking kid. The kid just walks out the way, but the dog dumbass just be standing there like this. No one call it dog dumb. The fucking people.
The people
who had a fucking dog. I'm like, fuck.
So why don't you say something? Why don't you go, sir?
I said, one time I told this lady, I said, hey, excuse me, your dog in the way. She said, oh, okay, get over here, Fido. Get over here. And then she pulls him over to the side, right? And then I get ready to push the cart, and the fucking dog went right back across. And I said, lady, your dog's over there. And she looked back, she said, oh, he did it again. I'm like, yeah, bitch, he did it again.
Yeah, you're a homicidal maniac, dude.
This shit is like, are you fucking kidding me?
You need help, dude. Bro, that's crazy.
Man, I am sick. Very, very, very worried for
Very,
you.
Bro, very that worried shit, for dog. You.
And that woman.
Yeah, that woman.
That shit, man.
Imagine the woman. She's like, it's just a dog.
It's a dog.
But bro,
dog.
They be all over and they be in the fucking way. Man, y'all don't get it.
Do you do that with babies too?
No, the babies, I'd be like, cool. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Babies
dogs,
are chill.
Dogs, though, I'd be like, are you fucking, like your dog has no, the dog never knows to move the fuck out the way.
That's right.
Yeah, well then don't go to a grocery store and fuck in the Philippines. There's chickens and all kinds of shit in your way.
Are they?
Chickens
and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is the grocery store. It's just a room filled with live animals. You got to grab
it. Oh yeah, but that's cool though. But just, you know what I mean?
No.
I know what you're saying. I don't know why you're so mad about it.
Yeah.
Do I get angry shopping? Grocery shopping?
All the employees do.
So this is a yes. Common theme.
If you go to the Ralphs on Vineland and Ventura, they have a dog.
I'll never go to Ralphs.
That's y'all so goddamn uppity. Everything. Fucking thing.
I go to Erewhon. I went to Erewhon today. Erewhon's nice.
We'll go to the Ralphs. Yeah, yeah. Okay. We go to Ralphs. I go to Rock and Roll Ralphs. Yeah,
yeah, can y'all pretend with me? Goddamn. Okay, so there's a sign when you go there. It says, no dogs unless service dog, please. So people are not coming in with service dog. They're coming in with just their dogs.
Right.
Uh-huh. That's
ask for the identification. Say, is that dog a service dog? Don't they have to show you?
Yeah. Don't they have a little vest on that I'm a service dog?
Yeah.
No,
they have to provide
the law, right?
You're not allowed to ask. Right. Yeah. No, you're allowed to ask, but they don't have to prove it.
They don't have to prove it.
Right.
So they could just say yes and keep walking.
Ask them to.
And that's what they do. Yes. I go, man, you a goddamn lying. This fucking Chihuahua ain't a service man. It could be.
On a scale of 0 to 10, how content are you with your life?
I'm about a 10. Be honest.
You're very content.
Yeah.
That's great.
Aside from the dog thing.
Except for the dog.
Yeah, yeah.
That knocks it down
there's,
a little
there's
bit.
There's life. No, but life throws you some curveballs. That's cool.
What's
but
the biggest
curveball? Like gay serial killers.
We're going back there, huh? Okay.
How about this? Do you feel, Yeah. Do you set positive goals? Have you set goals for your work life, relationships, love, and all that stuff?
Yeah, always.
Do you have a vision board?
Oh my God! Well, please tell me you have a vision board.
I took it down because.
But you had one. You fucking had one.
We talked about it.
Oh yeah, yeah, we did talk about
it. What the fuck is they losing?
We're losing our minds.
Yeah, we're losing our minds. Yeah.
Well, exactly. We're interested in trying to get to the core of you, but you're so closed off. You're just such a.
Can I tell you something that happened to me at Air One? And I want to see if you would get angry at this.
Do you know Air One?
What is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a fancy health food store. Look at this. It's spelled weird. You've probably seen that sign. It looks like Ear Juan.
So I want to get a peanut butter brulee smoothie.
Let's do that again.
Yeah.
Alien.
Maybe I'm.
Dude, I felt it for a second.
You felt it.
Bob.
Yeah. I'm waiting in line. Right. There's a guy ahead of me. Right. And probably 5 minutes I'm there. Right. And there's other people gathering on this other side afterwards. And then an employee comes up to me and she goes, that's not the line. The line's there. Right. Uh-huh. But I was there before the three.
Oh, I don't like this.
That was already in line.
I don't like this.
So I go, oh, I fucked up. Well, I guess I get to go next.
Obviously.
Obviously.
Because I've been fucking waiting here.
But that's not what happened.
Did the people cut you off?
They go, no, in the back.
No.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah. And I did that. And then now I'm trying to do like my meditations, you know,
calm,
to breathe, live in the moment. It's okay. Just be mindful. You know, I'm trying to do all the, I'm just rage is coming out of my eyes. Right. And then the lady that said that's the line, she runs to open up the other register to do me.
Yeah.
Right. And I go, no. I'm waiting in this like a fucking asshole.
Why wouldn't you let her go? Why wouldn't you let her do that for you?
No.
Why?
Because I should have been next.
I know, but she wanted to make you first.
It doesn't matter. She should have said, excuse me, guys. He waited in the long. He was there before. He should go here.
Well, let's get her fired.
Yeah, that's
let's
what I
get
want.
Her fucking now, fired.
If that happened to you, what would you do?
I would have pissed off.
But would you have waited in the line or would you have said something?
I would have said something.
See, I don't say things. Do you say things?
You better fucking are you nuts?
Andrew?
You know me.
Yeah, fucking pops
I'm
off.
The first one that says something. But I do it. But I do it in a way that's like, it's bullyish but disarming. Where like if that happened to me, I'd go, oh, that seems unfair. And then someone would be like, oh, and I go, that's weird. I thought for sure I've been waiting. All right. I mean, this is fucking stupid.
Passive aggressive.
Right, passive aggressive.
Okay. Weird.
It works.
I know. Oh, so you think they'd be like, oh, well, excuse me.
No, someone will go, oh, were you here? And I go, yeah, I was waiting. And this was fucking, but I blame it on other things. So I don't make the people feel bad.
But everyone.
I blame it on the system.
But everyone heard the transaction.
I know.
Right? So
we all know who did
like,
it.
Like if I was in line and then I heard, I would have been, oh no, dude, you're next. Like if I was in the line and I heard that.
Yeah.
I would have been like, no, you go ahead, dude, because you were waiting.
But let me tell you something. Most people don't have spatial awareness. Most people don't.
You know what else I do? If I'm in line and the guy's in back of me, like if I have a bunch of shit and there's a guy in back of me with one olive oil.
Let him go.
I'll just, is that all you're getting? He's like, yeah, go ahead.
I do that every time.
Yeah, but people don't do that.
They're fucking assholes.
He would never do that.
That guy's going to hold that goddamn bottle until I get through my goddamn 90 groceries. That's what he's going to do.
Piece of shit.
I got to go.
I can't be waiting.
You're a human garbage, dude.
I just thought you were just an alien. I didn't know you were an asshole.
Yeah. Aliens are assholes. You know what I mean? I saw Independence Day.
You wouldn't let a guy with one fucking thing go in front of you?
For what?
Just because it's good. Let him knock it out. He doesn't want to wait for all your shit.
He should have came at a different time, bro.
Like, I passive aggressively like call out places that I didn't like the way they treated me or I didn't like their system of doing things.
Do you remember when I had my old podcast in that by the Target on La Brea?
Yeah.
And so we walked by, I'll never forget, Bobby walked by, there's a fancy invite-only clothing store right there. It's hidden. You wouldn't even know it's there. It's super fucking high-end, and you can only go there if you have an invite. There's a guy in a suit that stands outside. It's like La Brea where the Target is. Mm-hmm. And I go get Bobby parked down that street, and Bobby's smoking a cigarette, and he goes, what's this, man? And the guy in the suit's like, it's a retail shop. And Bobby already was pissed off. And so he's smoking. He's like, what do you mean? What is it? What are you selling? And he goes, it's invitation only. And Bob's like, I could get an invite. I could get a lot of invites if I needed an invite. I could get invites today, right now. He's so frustrated.
Why am I such an asshole?
And then he keeps smoking and he goes, well, I want to be able to go inside. You were so fucking mad.
Yeah.
And you go, and the guy's like, sorry, it's invite only. And he fucked us right off. I was like, come on, Bob, let's go.
Yeah.
And as Bobby's walking away, Bobby goes, I'm famous. to me. I'm famous. I should be able to go inside
there. I never say that.
Yes, you do. Yes.
Why would I say that? It's fucking ridiculous. I am famous, though.
See?
No, I'm kidding. No.
You are famous.
And you're
you,
famous.
But you were mad.
You're famous.
You were so mad you couldn't get in there. You were, he was like.
Yeah, I don't like hoity toity
for the first
shit.
15 minutes of yeah. the podcast, he was sitting there like this.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't that guy fucking let us into that? And I was like, who gives a shit?
There's a place in Los Feliz, so Kevin Christie tells me.
You don't like being denied.
Yeah, Kevin Christie goes, Kevin Christie. There's a clothing store in Los Feliz, but I don't know if you'll be able to get in.
A clothes, like this?
Yeah, yes. But what it is it you have to ring a doorbell.
Ooh.
Right?
Sexy.
And, you know, I rang it, and I could see, like, a little thing open. They looked at me, and they just never opened the door.
They closed it back?
Yeah, and I remember just being furious. Enraged. Because I was going to... buy shit.
Yeah, a lot. Probably a lot.
Yeah,
of
yeah, a lot, right? But it's like, I hate that hoity-toity.
But you do like fashion stuff. You would work hard to be in that world. You like that world.
What are you talking
you
about?
You like high-end shit that's tough to get.
No, maybe. I like, here's my wardrobe. Here's my preferred wardrobe.
Really expensive t-shirts, beanies.
My t-shirts are vintage sometimes, right? And sometimes they are expensive.
Very.
My jeans are expensive, but I only wear the only two pair through my whole life.
Okay.
That's my rule.
All right.
I'm wearing one of them now, right? And my I like weird shoes. Like, you want to see the shoe I have now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are those like Peloton shoes? What the fuck? Are those for biking?
Are those F1?
Let me see what those are. These are F1 shoes.
Yeah.
What are these called? These look like these are for handicapped people. this is like
Velcro.
Yeah. And I remember I waited a week for those to come in.
Okay.
I couldn't wait for them to come.
So what now but was this really expensive, the shoe? What are we talking? Be real.
A couple hundred bucks.
Three?
$250 maybe.
That's not expensive.
Is it not?
Yeah, I've had Gucci gym shoes.
Have Gucci gym
not
shoes?
Not now, but I've had them.
What happened to them?
Yeah.
Well, because that's when I was selling crack and shit. I had some Gucci shoes.
So. Give me the
first mistake. That's
the only time I had I'm just telling y'all the truth. That's the only time I had
When you were selling crack, you had Gucci gym shoes?
Yeah.
Don't you think that was kind of a red flag for the cops?
Well, yeah, because we was the name of the Gucci boys, and anytime we wore anything Gucci, they would pull us over.
So you took all this crack money and bought Gucci shit?
Gucci, Fila, Fendi, Louis.
They changed the name of your fucking group and called it the Gap Boys.
Yeah, Gap Kids.
The Fila Dome.
Gap Kids.
Yeah, the Gap Kids.
You get your clothes there, and that's who you are.
Yeah, but I had the rare Gucci's.
How many people were on the team of crack squad, the Gucci Boys, crack squad?
Shit. Probably about 250 or something like that.
250 people selling crack on your team?
But in different areas.
But they're all Gucci
boys. The Gucci boys was like a total of probably about 250, I think.
Well, now what was it? Did you have to show up with Gucci when you went to the meetings?
So there's Gucci boys is a gang in Michigan.
That was when I was younger.
Oh, see if you can look them up. The Gucci boys gang, Michigan.
Detroit.
Yeah. Gucci boys, Detroit gang. I want to see what they look
like. What would your clothing gang be if you were, what would your brand design gang be?
It would probably be Fred Siegel.
The Fred Siegel gang.
Frank, yeah.
What would Rudy's be? City Target?
Goodwill.
The Goodwill gang. That actually sounds dope.
Yeah.
Where do you get your clothes? And this coming from someone with no fashion. I wear t-shirts.
Oh, right.
Gucci Boys gang member found guilty of attempted first degree murder.
Oh, that's real.
Carlos Wheeler, 28, has been found guilty of conspiracy.
They're still probably going around.
Yeah, huh? They're still the younger guys. Yeah.
Do you ever reach out to some of the old Gucci Boys?
Yeah, I got them on Facebook. Got a lot of them.
Dude, the gang is on Facebook. That's so fucking cute.
Yeah, it's cute.
That's what Zuckerberg initially intended it for. Gang meetups on Facebook.
Yeah.
Carlos Wheeler, Gucci Boy gang. Look, now we're getting clipped. But the government's going to listen to us for the alien stuff, and now we're going to get fucked by a gang.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a physically abusive relationship? Has a woman ever struck you? I had a girl throw a knife at me.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Why?
Because we were breaking up. And she was mad that I was breaking up with her. She threw a knife at me.
That's the worst.
But her aim was so bad. It hit like the fucking other wall. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Holy shit. I'm definitely out of here. If she would have hit me, I might have stayed.
I think that's one of the worst things to do.
What?
Is because I've been in every relationship aside from Kalila, I was always the one that had to break up. And I always do it out of nowhere.
Right.
There's no, like, you know what I mean? There's like no, like,
it's at, like, an anniversary dinner or something?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, God, baby, you look beautiful. We're done. But it's like, I hate that conversation.
Yeah, the breakup.
Because you could see them try to process it, you know what I mean? And just start thinking, like, what did I do? What did I do? You know what I mean? And what the fuck is... And it's, like, the worst confrontation.
It sucks.
It's the worst.
Have you ever broken up with somebody? Never.
He's never been with anybody. How do you...
Yes, he...
Yes, I am.
You've never been in
not in a real, like, well...
You've never been in a real... Dude, I've known you forever. I've never seen you... Hey, man, this is my girlfriend. And that's never happened.
When I was selling crack, my girlfriend...
Oh,
she,
here's the crack. Oh,
man, that's the best girlfriend I ever had. One time I lost a drug dealer's drugs, and she gave me the money for it, man. So, you're a real one, Nikki. Appreciate you.
Is she alive? Where is she
at? She's still alive. She's actually a dentist. She's on a dentist
board. She's a dentist
now. Yeah, of the city of Detroit. You know. Yeah.
Man, how these two, how, there was two roads in the woods.
Yeah.
Boy, did you take the one last
crack or go to dental school? I don't know.
A road emerged in the woods. Yeah, yeah.
That's more like my realest girlfriend, but after that, I just saw other guys.
Have you had to dump people, Rudy?
Smash.
My first boyfriend, I just ghosted him.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
She would. There's no way you're having a conversation about it. Have you, but since then, that's it, huh?
That's it.
Have you been dumped?
No.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, with your first person,
you can tell she's never been dumped.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What was his name?
No, I don't.
He's the Philippines. He's the Philippines. Don't give a fuck.
What if he listens?
Well, then fucking.
Yeah, yeah. What's his name?
What's his name?
I hate his name.
Yeah, what is it?
What is it?
Yuto.
Yuto. The band?
Yuto.
No,
the whole band.
His name was Bono.
Bono. He was international.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He had a friend named Edge. I thought it was weird.
So, wait a minute. So Yuto, you dumped Yuto.
Yeah.
Why? What did he do?
Because he was like. Very clingy.
Oh yeah, he was too. Yeah. You were like at the. You're very independent. You're very independent though. You don't like people to be.
Yeah.
You like your space.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have an aversion to thirsty people, like a desperation.
Well, you like to see what they do though. You do like to see wild,
what
thirsty
do you mean?
People in the wild.
What do you mean?
You like to watch. You like to engage with thirst. Like you like to, if there's thirsty comics or something like that.
No, I don't like it.
You fuck with them.
I'll fuck around with them, right? But it's not like, you know. I have to give you an example.
Go ahead and say it.
So last night I saw. Oh,
just put your hand over your mouth.
Can you see?
Yeah.
Why don't you move your mouth and then I say it?
Oh, that's great.
That's really good, Doc.
Yeah. So. No, you got to open your mouth, dude. When what kind of doll are you, man? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Like, so I'll do this to let you know when to say it. That I get, right?
Does he know who the name is?
That's what I was going to run over there and see him whisper it to me. Then I come back.
Yeah. So. No, you don't. The doll.
Oh, my God.
Dude, the doll doesn't talk. I'm the voice. You're just a doll. You just open your mouth.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Wait a minute. Wasn't this your idea?
Yeah, it was. I got
this is
your idea, dude. Yeah.
I fucking forgot.
How the fuck did you fuck up your own idea?
Yeah, I fucking lost it. All right, don't get it now. Okay.
All right, so let's do it. Maybe this will be better, right? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Bobby and his doll, Doc.
Let me introduce you guys.
Yeah, do it. Yeah, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, Bobby Lee and his doll, Little Black Magic.
Yeah. Yay. Hello, everybody. I'm Bob, and this is... No, I'm talking.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So I'm saying... Let's stop. This guy's so dumb. Okay. All right, so check it out. Right?
This is insane.
So when someone does a ventriloquist act, right, the guy talks as well, right, as himself. Like, he welcomes the show, right? And this is Doc, and then when I do this, right, is when you talk. But you don't have to do the mouthpiece when I'm talking, because that would make no fucking sense.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, Bobby Lee and Lil Black Magic.
Yeah, it's really good to be here at the Mirage. What do you think of the Mirage, Doc?
I thought you.
Oh yeah, that's what I was.
Now you fucked it up. Now you fucked it up.
You've been drinking.
Two dummies. Alright,
so anyway,
we bid you adieu. Go ahead.
Really good to be here at the Mirage. What do you think, Doug?
Thank you for being a good friend.
Loved it.
Yeah.